California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. The California Apple Commission oversees several issues directly impacting the California apple industry, including research, trade, promotion, marketing, and market development. And this year's apple crop is enjoying a good harvest. Alex Ott is the executive director of the Clovis-based commission.
Quality's good. Overall, crop looks good.
Ott said the numbers are just coming in as to the U.S. volume.
We are looking at overall a U.S. apple crop forecasted around 245,989,042 pound boxes is the United States estimate for this year. Obviously, the bulk of apples coming out of the West, specifically Washington State. We're seeing increases both the West and the Midwest and a 10% decrease from 2015 in the East. But overall, we're looking at a 3% increase in the U.S. apple crop for the 2016 year compared to 2015.
And by the way, California is the sixth largest producer in the U.S., noted Ott.
We're about the third largest exporter of apples in the United States.
Ott said that California growers harvest and ship their apples in a different way.
We like to pick, pack, and ship, unlike other states that like to store fruit and have that, you know, fruit, you know, around longer. We like to get in and get out. We have a small marketing window and we pride ourselves on fresh crops. So we try to get in and out of the market, hopefully no later than December. But, you know, sometimes we could go in as late as January. But the idea is to get in and get out and fill that niche window that's there between the Chilean and the Washington State fruit. So, I mean, we have every opportunity to get out there and have a good season.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
This week, the USDA offered to purchase up to $20 million of cheese, which would provide assistance to American dairy farmers through increased demand for milk, while also serving the needs of Americans who patronize food banks and other charitable assistance organizations. And they continue to look at ways in addressing the challenging economic situation facing dairy farmers. You're listening to California Ag Today.